Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, but it's what you need.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. Where lies, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would have done that to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be. My sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? My people's in a place left out of North. Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
1, 2,
tell me
what
y'all
to
do. 3, 4,
it's time
for
all your suggestions. Rock and roll till you're rolling rock. Then you rock till the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll till you're rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on the tablet. Yesterday, as I recall, was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso. Spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace. Love stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace. I need room to think and
good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sista here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, of course, Miss Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is all things love and relationship. All things love and relationship. And when it comes down to relationships, everything is not always lovey-dovey or hunky-dory. There are hurdles that some couples have to get over or may never even get over in this dance of love and war. But my special guest tonight is not only a best-selling author, award-winning youth advocate, inspirational speaker, relationship coach, entrepreneur, and founder of the One More Educated Black Man Foundation. He's also changed lives through his organization that allows men and women to step outside of their comfort zone in order to create futures of their own by helping them. What he does is he helps them to mend broken hearts, minds, and spirits. And he manifests these principles of manhood to men of color through faith, self-awareness, and empowerment. And he heralds out of Brooklyn, New York. And I welcome to Conversations of a Sister, Mr. Keyshawn Scott. Keyshawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Scott. You know, you're an online sensation with your YouTube videos that are laced with relationship advice and words of encouragement. Your quotes are fire, might I add, And you touch on every topic of discussion known in relationships. Tell my listeners, tell me, how are you blessed with these gifts? Because they seem to be your passion.
Mm-hmm. I would say before I was blessed, I was cursed. Not in a bad way, but in a way that I had to, you know, I had to make a few mistakes and fail a couple of times before I really understand what love and relationship really is, or what does it consist of. Growing up, you know, I wasn't always the.
I said what it entailed. Mhm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know anything. How it entailed anything like that. I was just a young man from Brooklyn who was just dating girls, probably trying to get into their pants, make them cry, and then move on to the next. But it wasn't until I got my heart broken, and then I realized that, okay, this thing hurts. And when I became, you know, saved, and I started realizing that, okay, I was a boy and really not a man, and I really started taking, you know, responsibilities for my actions and who I was, that's when I started transforming and transitioning my life into a man and realizing that, okay, what does a relationship really is? What's the characteristics of a real man? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to offer in a relationship? And after that, I just started learning and teaching myself, because I was heartbroken. So I had to get myself out of that hole too. So now I'm like a living purpose.
Walking.
You know, to help other people find
testimony.
Purpose, yeah?
Yes.
Yep.
And you know, it's funny because my pastor says all the time that sometimes God have to break our hearts in order for us to realize what it is that he wants us to do, what he wants us to be passionate about. And your whole statement, that just blew my mind. But it is definitely understood. It is definitely understood. Now, you've authored 3 books, or are there more?
There's only 3. More on the way.
3. Okay, so you've authored Life, Heart of Gold, and Keyshawn Says. Tell my listeners a little bit about those 3 books.
I'm going to start with Life, since that was my first baby. Well, Life, it originated after my breakup. The reason why is because I was writing the book, and it was supposed to be a relationship book, but then I turned it into a self-help book. Life is an acronym for love, insecurities, friends, and envy. The love part talks about how I didn't really love myself. I didn't know what love is. It gave a little brief input about my relationship and how I was as a man. It also speaks about how my transition and how the foundation of self-love is also self-respect and having respect for yourself in order to love yourself the right way. To back that up, it has insecurities. If you don't love yourself, then you're going to start feeling insecure about yourself. You're going to say that, you know what, I'm not beautiful. You know, who am I to be great? I don't like this quality of myself. I wish I was this. I wish I was that. God didn't do a good job when he was creating me. See, people, those are the kind of things people, you know, think about in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And now the F. F is for friends. If you don't have the right support system around you, the right friends, then you're going to feel insecure and you're not going to love yourself. And then envy. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the right friends around you, you're insecure about everything, and you don't love yourself, then you're going to envy everything everybody else has, and you're going to feel like everybody else is more blessed than you. Everybody else is more beautiful than you, more gifted than you, more talented than you. And that's because you don't love yourself. You're always insecure, and you don't have the right friends, foundation, or family to you transition into the best person that you can be.
That's deep.
That's life.
You summed that up. Wow.
Yeah, that's my baby. And then Keyshawn Says it's a quote book with quotes in it. Talks about relationship quotes, motivational quotes, love quotes, just a bunch of quotes. I believe there's 100 quotes in there that just speaks to me. There's a lot of quotes that I've written. All of it is everything that I've written. And and then Heart of Gold, that's another one. Me and my wife created Heart of Gold. Is devotionals, 40 devotionals for the heart based on our relationships, our past, our present, what we was going through, what we've been through. And it's not only devotionals, but we also have a section in the back that says notes. So you can speak to your heart as well. And the reason why it says Heart of Gold is because, you know, you want to create a heart of gold. You know, you want that strong heart You know, a lot of us have battered hearts, bleeding hearts, and it's always really, really good to know that, you know, there's some kind of hope somewhere, because people are searching for hope. When I'm speaking to people, I speak out of a place of I've been there. I don't give people anything that's fake or phony or counterfeit. I give them 100% me. I give them 100% of my past and how I developed, how I've grown. And I'm giving it to you. Like, these are the steps. This is what I've done. You might not do it in this order, but here it is. And you choose what order you want to do it in. But and that's how I healed, and that's how I got better to give the knowledge in these books so it could bless somebody else.
Well, not only in your books, but in your videos as well, because you're right. You do give it your all. I feel the anointing as well as the sincerity on your messages. And I've listened to a couple of your videos that was brought before me, which is why I wanted to reach out and have you on the show. And I noticed that almost all of your messages are positive and powerful. They're the two P's. Why is your message so important to impact people on a positive level? And I know you said it's because of what you've gone through, but what is it in your message that just makes you know, because I know that you have to know, that your people are receiving it because of the outcomes. So what is it that make you have this passion to just impact people on such a positive note? And are you always just that positive?
I would say the positive is in the pain. The reason why is because I used to write quotes, and I used to write quotes because of something that I've been through or going through. And it was a way for me to look back on social media, to look at these quotes, to remind myself that I got to keep going. I got to keep pushing. In turn, it started blessing other people. So through me trying to help myself, you know, become more positive, other people's being blessed by it. So I've seen it as an avenue to help other people as well grow. And that right there just took another toll, and I just kept on, you know, motivating people, inspiring people. And of course not, I'll be a robot if I was positive every single minute or love every single minute. Me and my wife, we do fight. We do have arguments. We do have moments where we disagree a lot. We do have times when we spend a few days and we don't speak to each other. And I've been telling – I told people this on Facebook Live. I told people this on Instagram Live. And I told people this face-to-face. My relationship is not perfect. And anybody that's
no
out here –
no one is.
Nobody is. And a lot of people speak like it is. A lot of people talk like it is. And I'm 100%. If me and my wife – I would get on there. But me and my wife is not talking right now. The reason why – and then this is what I will do. And then people give me feedback. And the thing about the beauty of it is that I'm human. I'm not perfect, but I just know a lot about relationships because I've been there. I've done that. I lived a lot of life. And the thing about it is that myself as a man, and that's what I want men to do. A lot of men think my message is bashing men. No, it's actually having, I want you to give yourself a reality check, a self-check. See if you are the best man that you can be. Are you that man that she wants? Are you that man that said, hey, how are you doing that first day? Are you still him in day 365? Are you just still that same person from day one? And half of the time is no. And me, I'm not the same person too, but I'm better. You know, it's either you're getting better or you're getting worse, you know, and people need to understand that. It's either people's helping you grow or helping you die. It's either they're speaking life
That's
or they're speaking death. And when you understand the difference between that, that's when you're going to start growing and helping other people beyond their full potential. And especially when you know that you're here to serve and not to be served. You see, a lot of people, they think that they want to serve and get money. No, it's not about that. You see, money result of doing something amazing. Of course, you're going to get paid for writing your book. Of course, you're going to get paid for speaking and doing these certain things. But the passion and the purpose is in the people being pleased about what you have to say and making sure that there's a result in their lives, not only in your pocket.
Right. Oh, my gosh. For those listeners who may be just tuning in, we're sitting down in the studio tonight with Mr. Keyshawn Scott. He's dropping knowledge on all things love and relationship. And I'm going to tell you something, Keyshawn. On my blog, I had a lot of my readers and listeners send us questions to ask you. And one of them was about how they fight. You know, one of my readers, she had asked a question that is it ever okay for a strong woman to tone down her outspoken nature if her man can't handle her demeanor? That's one of the questions that they wanted me to ask. She wanted me to ask you on the air.
Okay. Well, it depends on how outspoken you are, because there's one word that actually two words that I'm really, really big on, especially in relationships. It's sacrifice, and then there's three words. I'm so sorry. There's sacrifice, there's communication, and then there's balance. You see, you can be outspoken, right? And if that's your man, you know, you have to respect, and vice versa, he has to respect you as well. So if you're being outspoken and it's the same outspoken that you're doing to other people, then what kind of respect are you giving him to be your man? You know, if that makes sense. You have to have a balance within how you speak to people, how you communicate with people, especially how you communicate to your spouse or someone that you care about or you say that you love. Because you won't speak to them in a strong tone. You won't be always outspoken. It depends on how you deliver your message as well. Some people blame being rude to being outspoken. Some people blame, oh, that's just who I am, to being outspoken. No, that's not who you are. That's who you want to be. You know, that's not who you really are. What you should do is say to yourself, you know, you should ask him, honey, am I being too loud? Because some people, like my niece, right? I hope she's not listening, but my niece, she's very, very loud, right? And she said, well, I'm just outspoken. No, okay, but you got to know when to speak. You have
exactly.
to know when to speak. You have to know when to be outspoken. You got to know the level of the tone of the voice that you're being outspoken in, and you got to know when to do it, when not, and then there's a volume on being outspoken. People think just because they're loud, you're being outspoken. No, you have to communicate. You have to listen, and you have to speak to the tone that the person's going to understand you. Because you can't
speak loud
or low to a deaf person; they're still not going to hear you. So now you have to change up your communication skills to that person and probably write something. And then there, you know, it's different things that you can do.
That's true.
So don't just blame being outspoken just to cover up from you just being loud or people not understanding you. Maybe you just don't understand how to deliver a message correctly or in the right tone of voice where the other person who's getting the message, you know, could take it in as, you know, this person is really just talking to me. That's being kind of strong, because there's being outspoken and there's being strong. You can be a strong woman. Of course you're strong, and you're not going to scare away a real man who's meant for you. That doesn't scare you away. My wife is strong. That didn't scare me away. That gave me a challenge. I was like, okay, oh, I like this. No, what man wants a weak woman who's going to be a yes woman? Nobody wants
exactly.
a yes woman every minute. Yes, yes, yes. No, I want a strong woman. You know, I'm going to be real. I want a strong black woman. That's what I want. That's what you want. You don't want somebody that you can walk all over. You want somebody that's going to tell you something if you're wrong, because that's the kind of woman that has your back. That's the woman that's going to make you feel good, make you feel safe, secure, and also a woman who don't take away your masculinity but adds to your masculinity, who adds to you being a man, who wants to see you do good. But sometimes in this day and age, men, we don't like to take that from women. We think, okay, you're just overstepping right now. You're not allowing me to be a man. No, it's called support. I'm your rib. I took that out. A rib is supporting you. If you have no ribs, how is your body standing up?
Right. That's right. And the one video of yours that I did post with the write-up was, how do you know when he loves you? Or how to know when he loves you? And one of the things you stated is that he doesn't mind admitting when he's wrong, or he doesn't mind apologizing. And I had, I think, like a couple of women say, well, you know, my man does all of that, but he doesn't like admitting when he's wrong, and he doesn't like apologizing. So their question to you is, he does all of the above in the video, but he doesn't like to admit when he's wrong, and he doesn't like to apologize. And they would like to know, their question to you is, should this be a deal breaker?
No, I don't think that should be a deal breaker. Like, you sell off everything else, and I mean, you accept everything else, and you're just going to accept this. I don't think so, because when somebody's telling you, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing, that means they're acknowledging that I'm wrong and they're respecting you. there's respect in that. And I'm sorry, you know, I made a mistake. You know, now the other person is like, for example, my mother. When I was younger, my mother, she had these rings in a pouch, and she thought I stole. When she came back from Trinidad, I'm from Trinidad too. When she came back from Trinidad, she thought I stole. You could probably hear the accent, but
yeah,
she thought I stole the keys. I mean, the keys. She thought I stole the rings, and I did not steal the rings whatsoever, right? But she kept on thinking I stole it. 2 weeks passed. She found the rings. Found the rings deep in her drawer somewhere, right? She never apologized to me, and then that made me upset. Like, you could at least told me sorry for thinking that I'm doing something, lying to me, speaking about it, and then you're wrong. Just tell me you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was asking for. And in a relationship, it feels good when somebody makes a mistake or something, and you say, "Listen, I'm sorry. You know, I was wrong." You know, it takes a real man to admit his bottle up his pride and say, "You know what? I'm sorry, girl. You know what, babe? You're right." And that makes the relationship so much better because it adds respect, it adds value, it adds worth to the relationship. When you're just saying, "No, you're good, whatever," it makes no sense. And you said something else too. I forgot what it was. But you said something else. What was it?
I said they also have a hard time admitting when they're wrong or even apologizing. They said, and they're wondering if because their men have a hard time doing this, is it a deal breaker?
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Once you admit, no man wants to know that he was wrong. You know, sometimes if me and my wife and we're arguing about something's doing, like, okay, I was wrong, whatever. You still feel like, dang, yo, she got this one. You know, I don't know if some men egos and that's being a woman and you don't want to lose because in nature, men are competitive. We like to win. If you see two men arguing over basketball games, it gets highly loud. It gets aggressive. Mm-hmm. We do not want to lose. Now, but that's another man. So now, and then, but if another man and you won or another man, oh, yeah, you're right, my bad, man, you got it. But now when it's a woman now, it's like, nah, you're a woman. I'm not supposed to be wrong. Some guys have
ideas
in that world that I'm not supposed to be wrong at all. I'm the man. No, you're a human being, and you are a human, and that's it. Once you're human, you're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
And it's okay to say it wrong to your wife. You got to tell, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I made a mistake. It's called respect. It's called communication. And people don't understand. When I was making that video, one mistake could mess up the whole communication line.
Mm-hmm.
Just not saying I'm sorry, that one thing could mess up everything. A man pursuing a woman, a man, every single thing. That little one detail, one thing could mess up the entire thing for a man. Communication is the hardest part. And communication is the hardest part.
That's very true. Now, Mr. Scott, oh, my gosh, I probably could talk to you all night, but, of course, I'm running out of time. And I promised that I wouldn't keep you long. But I just need you to tell my listeners a little bit more about your One More Educated Black Man Summit. What was that like?
Well, what we did is that we have a lot of workshops monthly programs, and we partner up with the YMCA Boys and Girls Club and local organizations to put on, like, events. The last event we had was the Boys and Girls Club. We put on this huge event with like 100 black men, young black men, and it was powerful. Various workshops. We had food, speakers, and I also travel and speak to a lot of schools on behalf of the initiative. The last school I went to, I forgot the name, but it was last month, and it was in February, so last month. It was in February for Black History Month, and it was like at least 300-400, I think, students that were there.
Was it Pace University? Was it Pace?
Mm-mm. No, it wasn't Pace. It was high school. It was a high school
okay.
in Connecticut. Yeah, it was a high school in Connecticut.
Okay.
And it was big. And that's what I love to do, you know. And that's just, it's like giving back and just doing the best that you can with what you have right now. And just helping somebody else other than yourself. I love to help. I love to serve. I love to give a part of me that's going to make somebody else do better than they're doing right now. You know, you got to be selfless.
Yes, and you're just so humble. God bless you. You're just so humble, and I admire that about you. Now, how can my listeners and readers purchase your books, and how can you be contacted?
You can contact me on KeyshawnScott.com, but my website is down because it's getting redone right now. My app is Mr. Scott, MRSCOTT. Once you download my app on Android or Apple Store, you can find all my contacts there as well. Again, my website is KeyshawnScott.com, KeyshawnScott. But I'm sure that's on somewhere underneath this this video. I mean, the show, if somewhere along the show is there. Instagram is my full name, Keyshawn Scott. Everything is my full name, Keyshawn Scott. So just KeyshawnScott. Yep.
And you just came out with your app not too long ago, am I correct?
Yes. 4 days ago, I think. 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah. Five days ago. A week, I'll say.
Yes. I'm gonna download your app. I mean, I'm following you everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I just got to follow him. I just have to hear what he's going to say next. I so appreciate you coming on the show, and I will be having you back in the near future because you are doing great things, and I want to be kept abreast of that. But I really appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate you as a man, especially a black man, and I want you to continue to speak truth and life through your videos because I certainly appreciate them so much so that I share them. So I wish
you
all the best. And I will be in touch, and I will be staying in touch. But thank you so much for coming on the show, and I want you to stay humble. That's so important.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and we will be in touch.
All right. Take care.
Readers and listeners, that was Mr. Keyshawn Scott on all things love and relationships. And everything he said was mind-blowing. I suggest, if you did not hear the whole show, to catch the rewind on my blog at www.conversationsofassistant.com because I'm sure that's where the conversations will be continuing and never ending. Until next week, whatsoever things are just lovely, honest, and true. Bye-bye.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies. Only Marvin Gaye and lingerie. I guess somebody lied. God, it's just stepping in, just fighting, then don't touch me, please. And if I let out the madness, just come lay with me.